Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheam, speaker, life coach, trainer, author, friend to you, podcast host, musician, singer, songwriter, ready to give to you, thriving with energy, ready to give you the best of what I've learned, earned, and returned in this wonderful world of self-help, spirituality, emotional fitness, psychological strength, and bursting with peak performance and high performance. And this podcast is really all about helping you claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible. So ultimately, you can show up as a better, best, more enlightened, more expanded version of yourself, continually upgrading yourself, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, and claim your power, clarifying your purpose, and cultivating your deepest passions. So ultimately, you don't just live a happy, fulfilling, and meaningful life, but ultimately, the ultimate success, the ultimate happiness and meaning life is to give and share to others and show them the same pathway that you have taken, because that's what it's all about. So whether you're listening to this live on Instagram, Facebook, or Spotify, or a pre-recorded version of this on YouTube or iTunes, Apple iTunes, we'd love to hear you, your response, because the more you give us feedback and you write about us on whatever social media, we get to impact more people and we share in the experience of helping you and your friends and family and the people around you. So thank you for joining us. It is an absolute pleasure to be on the show with you. And today's episode is entitled Do It Anyway. And I was recently reading a book, and it quoted Mother Teresa, and I thought, wow, it was so profound. And I want to read it to you because it sort of really locked in and engaged my heart and touched my heartstrings and really pulled on my soul and my heart and my spirit to really go, wow, am I really living up to the potential that I can really live up, you know, that I feel and I know that I can live it up to? And I want to read that poem to you, and it goes something like this, and it's called Do It Anyway. I just had it. There it is. And she said this: people are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Quote, Mother Teresa. Bam! I mean, I listen to that, I read that, and it really touches me. And I'm going, you know what? Can I take my life to the next level? What is it going to really take to take my spiritual life, my business, my friendships, this podcast, and what's keeping me from taking my life to the next level? What's keeping you from taking your life to the next level? Whether it be someone could be rejecting you, someone could have made fun of you on social media, someone called you a name. Just like Mother Teresa said, let me just repeat that. Like, if people reject you, succeed anyway. If you be happy, people may destroy your day. Be happy anyway. Don't hold back. I just recently put a post on Instagram, and I entitled it LOL times three. And everyone knows the acronym for that is laugh out loud. But I said LOL times three: laugh out loud, live out loud, and love out loud. Let the heavens hear you. Hold nothing back. And, you know, that's how I want to live. I want to live with holding nothing back. I want to be completely empty by my day's end. By the time I finish my day today, I want to feel like I've emptied my soul, emptied my heart, emptied my gifts and talents, and sharing it with you people on this podcast, my wife, my family, my kids, my friends, my clients. Everything I do, I just want to keep on emptying, because I feel like every time I wake up, my heart, my soul is filled with $1 billion worth of soul dollars, money dollars, kindness dollars, happiness dollars, and I just want to continue to share it through podcasts, through books, seminars, through my speaking engagements, through my everyday interactions. So how are you doing in your life? What's holding you back? Is it fear? Is it fear of rejection? Is it fear what people might think? Is it fear of success, maybe? Is it fear that once you have all the money that you ever wanted, is it maybe fear of losing it? Listen, let me tell you something. I was coaching someone the other day. I said, if you are focusing on your fear, you're never going to live up to your potential. I'm not saying don't feel the fear or deny the fear, but the fear is a necessary weight in your life to strengthen your courage. Just like when you push against strong, heavy amounts of weight and go into failure where it hurts is a necessary process. It's necessary for you to build your muscle. Same thing with fear, same thing with anxiety or whatever you might feel. Like if I said to you right now, and you feared public speaking, and I said to you, go up and public speak in front of 1,000 people, you wouldn't be able to do it. But if I said to you, go up and public speak or your child dies, you will find a way. You will just find a way to go up there and public speak. You will find it in your heart because you have found something greater than your fear. You have found something greater than your pain. You have found something that says, this right here, me public speaking, will save my child. So I will overcome that fear of what my people might think, or this fear, this supposed fear that I'm going to die on stage or for whatever. But the point of the matter is find something greater than your pain that makes you literally bust through or battle through or break through whatever fears that you're going through in your life, whether it be relationship, money, business, career, emotional, mental. I was talking to someone the other day about their anxiety. I said, so who created this anxiety? And she said, well, you know, my child. I said, okay, that's all great. Childhood. I said, okay, your childhood might be the reason why you're like this, but it should not, it can't be the reason why you stay that way. You have powers within you to overcome this if you decide to exercise your strength, exercise your mental. I'm not saying depression and anxiety. I've experienced those things too. But what I know as an absolute fact, and I remember reading a quote by Alfred Hitchcock, he says, there's no fear in the bang, only in the anticipation of it. People who fear public speaking, it's the anticipation of getting on stage. But once they're on stage and they start speaking, the fear is gone. So action cures fear. Do it anyway. So if there's something that you're not living up to your potential, if you feel like you know you should be doing something, but you're not doing it, do it anyway. I think Nike has it right. Just do it and take action. And you'll find out the fears that you're making up inside your mind are little, so small compared to the mind that created you and the abilities that you've been blessed with to either take charge of your life, your gifts, your talents, your genius, the reservoirs of creativity and genius are overwhelmingly limitless and bountiful in you if you decide to exercise it. And don't allow fear of rejection, fear of what people might think, to dictate how you're going to live this life. So live it up. That's why I say at the end of this podcast, to your continued upgrade and evolution. What that means, to your continued upgrade and evolution, means look into your fear, conquer your fear, see what's inside you, what's more powerful. To your continued upgrade and evolution, live it up with power, purpose, and passion. Claim your power, clarify your purpose, cultivate your deepest and widest passions. And fear has no place in the presence of you claiming your power, clarifying that purpose, and cultivating your passions. Because I know as a fact that there's nothing more powerful than what you love. What you love, what you desire, with so much hunger that you could break through virtually any limitation in your life. And I know that as a fact because I've had my share of breakthroughs. I've had my share of fears. I've had my share of ups and downs. We've all had them. They're inevitable. But they make, it's like, I remember reading a book by Khalil Gibran, the prophet. He talks about, and I'm paraphrasing here, he talks about how a sword, the sharper a sword gets, it needs to actually be heated at higher temperatures and it needs to be actually with a sharpening tool, go through extreme amounts of pain in order to be sharp. Or the cup that you drink needs to be molded with heat. I remember one of my original mentors said to me a long time ago, he said, Anthony, how is a diamond formed? And he said through in the crust, in the earth mantle crust, lots of pressure and heat. And then why is a diamond worth more than just a rock? Because it takes a lot more to design a rock it takes a lot more to design a diamond than it does to design a rock. Same too is with your potential. That if there's a lot of heat and pressure in the kitchen of your life, take the heat in the kitchen. Take it, walk in, step in, and say, all right, let's do this. And you've got to step in with that courage, with that level of certainty to break through whatever it is in front of you. And if you don't, then I'm sorry to say, then you've basically reserved to live a half-lived life. And that scares me more than anything. And one of the things I know for sure, that anytime I hesitate to take action towards a particular result I'm going after, I know. What gives me that push forward is, what if I don't do it? What if I decide to give into this fear and say no? Then I won't get to the destination that I was meant to get to. I will continue to be a slave to fear, then a conqueror of my fear. And I remember doing this with my heights. I remember I used to be afraid of heights. And I said, this fear of heights owns me. And I'm sick and tired of being, how am I supposed to teach people about conquering their fears if I'm afraid of heights? I got to conquer these stuff beside myself. How am I supposed to teach people about how to conquer through their own limitations and their own challenges if I go through small challenges? It's time for me to step up. And this was a while ago. And I remember going through doing some peak performance techniques, NLP techniques. And I remember going to Marineland, and it was that big drop zone that goes up and down like 200 feet and really fast. And I went on that sucker, and I went on that. It was total certainty, total strength. Yeah, there was a little bit of anticipation, fear, a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of fear in me. But I said, no, I'm not going to be a slave to it. And I went up, and it went up and down, took 30 seconds, came down, and I walked off that ride with total pride, strength, freedom when you conquer your fears. And nothing can replace that. And no thing can give that to you. You must earn it. And the only way to earn it is to step into what's uncomfortable. And as Tony Robbins says, and I will end here, he says, see your discomfort not as something that's supposed to hurt you. See your discomfort as something, as an invitation to go after what you really want. Whether it be a relationship, a business, losing 50 pounds of body fat, whatever it is that you're going after, step into it. Do it anyway, guys. So to continue to upgrade and evolution, thank you for joining us today. Live it up with power, purpose, and passion. We'll see you next time on your journey of life, of laughter, of love. Do it anyway, guys. God bless.